Welcome to Disney A, the Canadian-themed Disney travel podcast. We're your hosts. I'm Brandon.
And I'm Krista.
Are you going to screw it up this time?
No. This is like our third attempt at getting this going.
Oh, my goodness. We're out of practice. We're rusty.
I know.
It's been a little while.
It's true.
We've been busy.
Yes. Yes. Do you want to go into our nerd thing? Because my nerd thing is related to being busy.
Let's go.
Okay. You first.
Okay. Well, my nerd thing is a brand new video game came out. Diablo 4.
Oh.
And I've been playing that as much as I can, which isn't as much as I'd like because of your nerd thing.
Okay, so, but normally it's June and I'm a teacher and I'd be like, that's my nerd thing. Nah. Except, congratulations, Brittany and Eric.
Aww.
My sister got married. I have a new brother.
You do have a new brother.
You gotta say it like that.
Brother. Hello, brother.
Brother. Yes, it was my sister's wedding, and we were visiting with them, and setting stuff up, and celebrating, and all kinds of happy... You danced down an aisle. It was a whole thing.
I was the greatest flowerman of all time.
And I was the maid of honor. Well, technically matron, but we just called me a maid anyway.
Yeah.
Yep, and it was fantastic and lovely and beautiful.
It was a very beautiful wedding.
Family, we love them, and we're wishing them all the best. And they are currently on their honeymoon, and like we said in our last episode, they're going to Disneyland Paris. Well, they were there.
They were there, yeah. They've left now.
No, it's fine. I enjoyed getting all the updates and pictures, though.
Mm-hmm. It looked pretty good. They actually used our podcast for some recommendations.
Yeah.
Because we're experts on Disneyland Paris.
Even though we've never been.
Never been there.
But we will research so you don't have to.
Whatever. So, yeah, no, that's a cool nerd thing. I like it.
Yes. Congratulations, Brittany and Eric.
You said that already.
And I'm congratulating them again.
Oh, good.
I can congratulate them lots.
Lots and lots.
That was my nerd thing. Also, today is my last day of classes at school. And now it's
like
going
an anti. That's like an anti-nerd thing.
Yeah, but it's finals time now. And like...
It's the final countdown.
That's on my letterboard in my classroom right now. And the first day I had it, a bunch of kids walked in and they went, da-da-da-da-da. And I told them if I gave stars, I'd give them all gold stars, but I don't, so oh well.
They're illusions, Michael. Tricks are for blank.
Kids.
Yeah, for kids. There you go. Oh, my goodness. Okay, we're off the rails already.
Brandon, speaking of being off the rails, what are you drinking?
What am I not drinking?
Oh, that'd be why you're off the rails.
Yeah. We actually have a lovely local beer this evening.
Yes.
A mango blonde.
Yeah, I'm excited. Oh, is this one mine?
I think so. I don't know.
I do like that. That's really nice. Yay, pass beer.
Oh, be very careful.
I'm going to pass it back to you.
You just hold it in your hand.
I'm going to finish this one first.
Oh, this one. Okay.
I'm going to have fun editing this. We're like 30 seconds in.
Okay. No.
Okay, Brandon.
Yes.
I am also drinking the mango beer before you ask me. Do you have anything else to add before we get to the news?
No, because the news is big. We've been away a couple weeks. Well, probably like 3 weeks actually now because
3 weeks from recording, but 2 weeks since an episode. Before we get to that though, we're going to do a bit of a different episode topic this time.
We are, yes.
Yes, and we haven't introduced what that is yet.
Well, we said we're going to talk about DCA, and we are. We absolutely are going to talk about DCA.
But a little bit differently than what we were originally going to talk about.
We're going to introduce a new segment for the Disney A podcast, and it's our deep dive segment.
Yeah.
And we're picking a very, very near and dear topic to our hearts this week.
So we're starting strong.
We're starting very strong.
We are going to do a deep dive into Superstar Limo.
Yes. The greatest... entertainment spectacular that Disney has ever put together, Superstar Limo.
So, but before we get to
that... So buckle up!
Oh, man. Before we get to that, though, Brandon, news.
News.
Disney A News Update.
Do we want to start parks or do we want to start film?
Let's go parks, I guess. I don't know. We're going to be back to parks in a minute.
Okay, so let's do that.
Unfortunately, we are, yeah.
So, oh man, we have to go back a ways here, but Splash Mountain is officially closed. Renovations have begun, turning it into Tiana's Bayou Adventure. So that's pretty exciting. And
they've actually changed the audio on Mark Twain.
Yeah, and on the train.
And on the train
We had a little listen. I like the audio on the Mark Twain like a fair bit because they're using it as construction audio.
Yeah, they updated it. They're like, it's almost ready. It's almost there. And then, they play the song from Princess and the Frog.
They're and they have a little line there about sunshine and blue skies guaranteed. And it's so good.
Yeah, it's really good. The train's not as cool as that.
Yeah, it's the beginning part. And
Mark Twain is very cool. So if you have the opportunity, hop on Mark Twain. Go check out the construction in progress and listen for them talking about it. Yeah. So it's pretty cool.
We actually have lots of construction going on at Disneyland.
A lot.
Yeah, but Downtown Disney we know has a lot of construction going on. But the first little thing that they were doing is the former Ralph Brennan's Jazz Kitchen. Now the, I don't know, just California Grill.
The mall food court. Orange Umbrella store?
I think it's just called the Jazz Kitchen.
California Grill.
Okay. Well, anyway, it's open. The Beignet Express is open. I heard good things about the food. Still not loving the decor. I'm just going to try. I wish they would have completely changed the name.
I'm glad we went before they gutted it. The food still looks good, but if I'm paying that much for an experience, I want the experience. I don't want the decor to look like a mall food court. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. I get it. I'm really working now on wrapping my head around it being just a completely different restaurant. I wish they would have changed the name entirely. And that would have helped. And it would have, if they had leaned more into California Grill and just taken away Jazz Kitchen altogether, I think I would have liked it better. And I think that would have fit the decor better.
I think if you like the Cajun food, you're not going to be sad eating there.
Right.
It's not as fun.
So there's a few menu items that stayed in the changeover, and we just had a quick peek at the menu. And actually, the two things we had are on the menu. Yeah, we're at it. So anyway.
Because we ordered correctly.
We ordered well.
And,
But the Beignets Express is also open. Heard good things about that. There's a lot of Pride merch and food going on because they had their first ever official Pride Night is another Disney news item. And so they had some associated food with that.
A lot of rainbows and colorful
of course,
stuff.
Yeah. And I guess was it crushed fruity pebbles or crushed
fruity pebbles on the beignets.
Yeah. And I don't know. Fresh baked liked it anyway.
not for me. I don't like fruity pebbles.
I would love
but.
It. But yeah. So then my next news item was that Pride Night happened. And heard a lot of great things about it. I guess the energy was fantastic. They had characters meeting, greeting. My favorite is they had the muses in their attire because I actually was there during this, but they had these red dresses from the Hercules Victory Parade that was going on shortly after the Hercules movie came out. I happened to be in Disney during that, and I saw it. And they're just in their red outfits from the film.
That works.
Totally makes sense, right? And anyway, they were performing at Pride Night. So isn't that super cool?
That super works.
Yeah. I saw a couple cavalcades. It looked really fun. I actually want to watch a more full YouTube video before I speak to it more, but heard really positive things. So yay, Disney.
I think that's super cool.
I think it's super cool. And if you're listening and you don't think it's super cool, I'm not sure why you're listening to us, but whatever. Anyway, super cool and good on Disney, and apparently it was really popular and amid awesome reviews. And I heard some great things about most of the food. Not all the food, of course, but most of the food.
Yeah.
Lots of good desserts, I guess. They really knocked it out of the park with all the rainbow desserts. Including the beignets, apparently.
Excellent.
We also have a new pre-show for the World of Color 1 starring Elemental, because Elemental is out today.
It's Mexican themed. World of Color 1.
Nope. The pre-show showcases both the story and characters of Elemental. We'll be playing for a limited time. Oh no, I'm completely ignoring
that. Yeah,
no,
it was terrible. It was terrible.
You should be disappointed.
No, it's funny.
And so I guess, not to take away your film news, but Elemental is out now as well.
No, I was not even going to talk about that.
Okay,
so
totally fine.
Yes, it is. Yeah, that's...
Yeah, as of this weekend. So, we don't have plans to see it this weekend. We do have plans to see it eventually, but we don't live in a town with theater, so, yeah.
Yeah, not a super-duper priority, but I don't know. The trailers have looked cute.
Totally. We have some more stuff being done in San Francisco. This looks like so close to being done, honestly.
Yeah, this was the easiest win and the smartest thing they've done in the parks in a long time, because they haven't had to change that much. They probably need to do a paint job in that place anyway.
Exactly.
Might as well theme it up.
May as well.
And Baymax is awesome, so hey.
Yeah.
Win, win, win.
There you go. I'm a particular fan of the half paintings on the bathrooms. Like, that was my favorite. So this was about a week ago. California residents have a new deal. One park per day for 3 days, as low as $83 a day. Visits to the park do not need to be on adjacent days, but this was a big deal, and of course all the local California people were very happy about it.
Do they still have to make reservations?
Probably. I don't know, but...
Because they have had California... That was the first thing that had no reservations, was the California resident pass. They had...
Oh, in Florida, you mean?
No. In California, they had a set dates where they didn't have to do reservations.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Other renovations, we, of course, have the Adventureland Treehouse. Making progress still. Slowly but surely, I guess.
Still closed. Everything's closed.
Yeah, Centennial Park reopened. They're messing with the grass, honestly.
They have problems with the fake grass. They have problems with the rubber grass. They have problems with the fake tree.
I don't know.
They're just continuing to tinker with it, hopefully. I don't know.
Yeah.
I like the fake grass. I'm not a big fan of the rubber grass or the fake tree roots.
I don't know.
But the fake grass, I think, is fantastic. Yeah. They need more of that.
There are Pride Month displays all over the place, by the way, in Disneyland. Yeah, lean into it more, honestly. There is there's some floral Mickey decorations in downtown Disney, a display set up even in one of the Emporium, you know, the Emporium windows, which I love so much.
Mm-hmm.
They definitely have a Pride display set up.
Makes sense.
The Progress Pride flag, a stack of novels about queer women, a Sappho painting, a famous historical photo of Lily, Elsie, and Adrian, oh man, I don't even know who this is, Ogard, and lavender on the hat. So like very...
Oh, that's very classy,
very cool. Totally fits with Emporium. Good. Awesome.
Very neat.
We also have a free roaming animatronic resembling Baby Groot that an official footage has been released of the animatronic interacting with guests. So right away, the first thing you said was, first Groot, now next.
Grogu. I mean, we've seen, this has been a concept for a while. They've been working on we've seen the skeletal structure, and and it's been Groot-shaped and Groot-themed since it was a skeleton, like, at whatever tech conference that they showed it off at the first place. Kind of similar to their real, quote-unquote, lightsaber that they showed off a couple years ago.
Mm-hmm.
But they can easily repurpose this for a Grogu. They just need to put a robe on it. Like,
yeah,
it's the same. It's a similar size, similar type of thing. Because Baby Groot's not Baby Groot in the movies anymore. So why would you have Baby Groot walking around the park?
Because he's cute.
Yeah, but Grogu's going to be Grogu size. I mean,
forever.
He's 50.
Mm-hmm.
When you first meet him, so like he's not.
You have a lot of.
He's not gonna be a Yoda for a long time.
A long time. Let's see. We also have Halfway to the Holidays, is at Disneyland Resort, and so basically, if you want some Christmas treats in the middle of summer, here you go.
They also unveiled the Mickey and Minnie's new holiday costumes.
Yeah. What did you think of that?
They're very cool. They're like kind of 50s Christmas.
It was very reminiscent of the sleigh ride style that they were doing, so I like it.
I super like it. It makes me think of A Christmas Story.
I love it. That's awesome.
Yeah,
that's
like, super cool. It's like the parents, if they had more money in A Christmas Story and they wanted to dress up for the Christmas parade or something.
I love it.
Like, yeah.
They like it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Awesome. Yeah, new outfits for them. We have an eggnog slush, a Mickey gingerbread cookie, and a gingerbread man macaron, which is available like now, basically, just for a few days here for their halfway till the holidays.
Yeah, and they'll bring them all back in the actual holiday season.
Yeah, but other than that, most of the news coming from the parks, and of course, other than all of the updates about the halfway to the holidays, the holiday announcements, most of the stuff is like returning stuff, was all really focused on Pride. So I know I've talked about that a couple times, but I have here the list of who was doing some of the people who were doing meet and greets.
Oh, like the characters first official Pride Night. Yes, okay.
So I mentioned the Muses, mm-hmm. and I was like, who else would be there? So I looked it up. C-3PO.
Okay. Yes.
America Chavez.
Right. Yes. No, I mean, that's obvious.
And Wandering Oaken.
Oh!
Yoo-hoo! Big summer blowout! Happy family! But we're talking, there were sippers, there was a ton of merch. Anyway, it was very cool.
They did have a lot of merch, mm-hmm, actually.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and then, like, the last, again, tons and tons of merch. We also have all the elemental merch and everything. But the last thing, I mentioned holidays, I mentioned Pride, going back and forth a lot of stuff. As far as events go, the 2023 opening date for Haunted Mansion Holiday Overlay has just been announced.
September 2nd.
Earlier.
August 26th.
September 1st.
In between. I was I was right in there.
Yeah. So September 1st. So basically enjoy your summer while you can, because Halloween's a-coming.
They just took that down like 3 days ago. It feels like they just took it down.
I think it's like half and half now is what they're up to.
Basically. But you know what? Like the overlay for Space Mountain is only May.
Yeah.
And that's probably long enough for that from mm-hmm. what I've heard. The Haunted Mansion holiday is so good. It's okay that it's like almost half the year.
Do you like the original better or the
Haunted? I like the original better, but I'm not mad. I'm like very not mad at the Haunted Mansion overlay.
I totally agree.
The Nightmare Before Christmas overlay.
I
spit it out.
I got it. I'm picking up what you're putting down. Or what you're spraying down. Spitting down. Haunted Mansion is one of my all-time favorite attractions, I really, really, really like the Haunted Mansion overlay, because it's also one of my favorite movies, and I think they did it impeccably well. So I know there are, like, die-hard people on either side of that, and to which I just say, yes. Yeah. I'm happy with both.
Yeah.
I love them both.
It's nice that they have it for long enough that people couldn't, like, it would be sad if that Nightmare Before Christmas was only for like a couple weeks or something like that, because it's so good.
Agreed.
But the original is like classic, and mm-hmm. you don't want to mess with that too much. So
yeah, I get it.
I don't know. It's tough, but yeah. Also, what a great problem to have.
I know. Oh no, we have these two really awesome things. yeah. So Disney parks, lots and lots of construction. Oh, I can't believe how many, like, dark rides are... Most schools are out in the area.
Fantasyland's basically all closed right now.
It's crazy.
You didn't even talk about that.
So, we do have, most notably, Alice in Wonderland, Toad, and Peter Pan. Alice in Wonderland and Toad are both, just for a short amount of time. But Peter Pan's going to be, like, almost the whole month here.
Yeah.
And we also have Red Rose Tavern that has construction going on, but it's still open. And can I just, like, shout out to the scrims going on in Fantasyland?
They have the most amazing custom scrims you've ever seen.
It's crazy.
It looks like they should be there for, like, months and months at a time because they, like, basically painted a facade on
it's
scrims.
Crazy. Yeah, it's very beautifully done, actually, and it works really well for the area. But yeah, I'm like, I cannot believe there's that many dark rides going down just as kids are getting out of school and all wanting to go to Disneyland.
Yeah, it's sad that we're not going to Disneyland this year, but I'm also kind of glad because, man, it's going to be tough.
It is going to be
tough. It's going to be tough this summer.
There's always going to be something closed. Yeah,
there's a lot closed.
But there's
right
a
now,
lot,
though.
And it's a lot for the target audience that, yeah. So anyway, it's interesting, but it is what it is. Mm. I'm excited to go when I go next, which is going to be in less than a year now.
Allegedly.
No, I'm going.
Okay.
When I have plans, I will share them. Until then, I'm just going. I just decided.
Alrighty then. Well, are you ready for... You did the parks. You did all the...
I did tons of park
stuff. In-person stuff.
Tons of events.
Are you ready for the Disney film side?
Yes. And we knew this was going to be a big news one because we missed like 2 weeks worth of news. So
right. So
let's do it.
We're not going to have as much time to deep dive on our favorite subject, though.
Well, they didn't have as much time to be open. So...
Oh, sick burn.
All right. We'll get there. Anyway.
So, They actually just released like the first 10 minutes or something like that of the newest Marvel show that's coming out in a week.
Oh man.
Now. Secret Invasion. We haven't watched it cuz I don't really need to spoil it, but the reviews are coming out. Apparently Samuel L. Jackson's fantastic.
Wow, I am shocked.
A lot of them are saying he's like, cuz it's only been the first episode that they got to review,
right? Of course.
It's a slow burn. They're calling it like Marvel's Andor kind of thing. Yeah. So, of course, there's mixed receptions to that because there was mixed receptions to Andor.
Yeah. Well, the mixed receptions
were wrong.
I'm gonna
love it.
Agreed.
But yeah, Sam Jackson just kicking butt and being Mr. Spy guy.
Awesome.
Kind of cool. Looking forward to that very much. But there's a lot of bad news when it comes to Disney films, Marvel films. Well, there's the writer's strike, of course, right?
Yeah, but last time we were talking about the writer's strike, we had bad news. We have more?
Oh, well, they have completely shuffled their entire film release schedule. Like, completely. Like, a lot.
All right, let's hear it.
Okay, so...
Wait, how much... You might answer this during... How much of this is Kang-related? Because I'm assuming...
It has almost... Well, like, I mean, there's Kang stuff involved, but it's everything, so it's not Kang related.
It's not just related to him.
No.
Okay.
No. Well, first of all, we actually have a new title for a Marvel movie.
Oh, okay.
The Captain America New World Order. It's not called that anymore.
What is it called?
It's called Brave New Worlds. Captain America Brave New Worlds.
That's interesting.
It is interesting. There was some online talk about like why and what, but I'll leave that to you to investigate. I don't super know, but that's moving from May 2024, like your initial summer block, to July. So not a big move on that one. That one's probably
Still a difference between beginning of summer and midsummer.
Midsummer, yeah. Uh-huh. Oh, there's an Alien movie that's moving that's just taking over the August slot.
Oh, okay.
It's brand new. I don't know.
Just an Alien movie.
Yeah, because of course Disney owns Fox now, and they own the Alien property. So,
oh, what the heck? Okay.
So there's going to be a new Alien movie. Maybe. Hopefully, as good as the last Prey movie. That
was so good.
Yeah, like so. Fingers crossed. I don't know. I like the Alien franchise. I hope
they
do good.
I liked Prey like a lot. Okay.
Prey felt like an Alien movie. Just
we did say
like
that, yeah.
A strong female protagonist kicking butt against an alien. I don't know. Whatever. Thunderbolts.
Yep.
That's also not moving a ton. So it was originally scheduled to be in the slot that Captain America's taking over.
Okay.
It's moving to December.
Few months. Okay.
So not a big move on both of those.
But still.
December maybe is better because like December's like your like prestige films come
Could
out
be.
In there, so I don't know, whatever. Deadpool's moving up.
Okay.
Apparently, unless this is a typo, but it's saying this was originally supposed to come out in November of next year.
Okay.
And it's instead going to take over Captain America's slot in May.
Interesting. I wonder if it's like we're shuffling the stuff that's all connected so we can put this up. But
right.
In turn.
Because
yeah.
Deadpool's kind of going to be
its own thing.
Mm-hmm. There might be some weird meta stuff, but it doesn't really matter.
That's the beauty of Deadpool, right?
Yeah.
Like, you can just mess with... Okay.
Deadpool can be whatever it wants.
It's
true. And I don't know. I'm pretty sure that Ryan Reynolds is writing a lot of that, and I don't know if he's, like, part of the Writers Guild.
Right. Okay.
I don't know how that works, but whatever. So that's super interesting. Blade, poor Blade, getting delayed to 2025 February. It was supposed to come out in September 2024, which would have been really good for the Halloween season. But no, it's coming out in February, which is kind of like a dead zone for movies.
We will do our part and go see Blade and buy popcorn.
We will go see Blade.
We'll do our part.
I hope it's good. Please make it good.
Please make it good.
Mahershala Ali should be a good Blade.
It should be great.
Come on.
It was literally one of the ones I was most looking forward to.
But the good news is Blade's taking the February slot, which was supposed to be Fantastic Four.
Okay.
Fantastic Four is now moving to May 2025.
That's probably a much better spot for it anyway. Which
is like your prime kickoff to summer blockbuster season. Please make Fantastic Four good.
You know what? That is going to be an insane movie. That's going to be a crazy opening
movie. I ask nothing else. Please.
I ask many things.
No. Please, Kevin Feige bot, make Fantastic Four a good movie. Please.
I ask many things, but also for Brandon, make Fantastic Four a good movie. Okay. I think May is going to be a great time for that to be released, and I think that is going to be an insane opening weekend.
Just make it. We've had some casting rumors. Davy Diggs, possibly The Thing.
I heard that too, actually.
Adam Driver, Mr. Fantastic.
Interesting.
Margot Robbie, Mrs. Fantastic.
That might be a fun combination.
Sue Storm, yeah, I don't know. That's kind of weird.
I mean, we still love John Krasinski, though, I know.
He looks the part, I don't know.
I also love Adam Driver, so I'm not mad at this.
Adam Driver's a fantastic actor. I just can't see, I can't see Mr. Fantastic with long hair. And I can't see Mr. Fantastic with Adam Driver's ears either. So, I don't know how they're gonna...
Until they announce it, I just am speculating.
But Davy Diggs
can do no wrong.
As The Thing would be kind of cool.
That'd be fun.
I think that'd be cool.
Yeah. I like him a lot.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. So, from Fantastic Four, we're moving back to another live-action remake.
We haven't seen Little Mermaid yet, but I've heard, like, pretty positive things.
Solid things, mm-hmm. Solid. Yeah.
Yeah, not like, some people love it.
Here's the thing about Little Mermaid. That came out in 89. That feels, like, okay to do a remake of. That's pretty old.
What are you now about to announce?
Moana!
I did hear they were doing that, yeah.
That seems silly to me. I don't know. I liked Moana as a movie. I don't think you need a live action remake like 10 years later at most. So that weird, okay, whatever. And then the big news that's shocking no one ever, the Avatar sequels have been delayed three years.
Wow. The Avatar have been delayed?
Yeah.
I am shocked, Brandon.
Okay, no. So Avatar 3 is apparently supposed to come out in 2025. So that's not 3 years. But Avatar 4 and 5 have been delayed 3 years, from 2026 to 2029 and from 2028 to 2031. Oof. 2031! That sounds stupid. That sounds like a sci-fi movie.
Yeah, that sounds made up.
Okay. So that's...
Let's not even think about how old we're going to be then.
Avatar 5 is never coming out.
Right.
They might make Avatar 4. I don't know. But whatever. That's fine.
I'm just shaking my head. No one can see it, so I'm saying it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Kang Dynasty has been delayed a year, from May 2025 to 2026.
Okay.
The next feature film in the Star Wars universe has also been delayed a year. No, only 6 months.
Okay.
From December 2025 to May 2026.
Ooh, May's fun, though.
And then there...
Fourth? May the 4th? Better be May the 4th.
No, it's actually at the end of May.
Why?
22nd. I don't know.
Why? You're putting a Star Wars film in theaters again?
Because Fantastic Four is coming out on May 2nd.
You know what? Disney, you own both of them. Figure it out.
Figure it out! Figure out your life.
Ugh.
Fantastic Four can come out at the end of May.
It can!
You know what? I agree with you on that, and I like Fantastic Four so much.
You're more excited for Fantastic Four than you are for Star Wars.
Yeah.
But you have built-in advertising here.
Yeah,
what do you do? Okay.
That makes
Disney.
That makes no sense.
Disney.
Look,
Disney, buddy.
So they're abandoning 2025 December for Star Wars.
Okay.
But December 2026 is on for Star Wars.
Theoretically.
theoretically. Who knows? Who knows what it is?
Wait, that means there's 6 months between Star Wars movies?
Yeah, which is not...
Not ideal.
Not ideal, but we haven't had a Star Wars movie in a long time. And you know what? If they're good, people will watch them. Just make them good.
That's true.
Make them good.
Agreed. Well, they have to be good, though.
Yeah.
Okay.
Secret Wars is also delayed a year from 2026 to 2027. That's... okay.
Yeah, but we're getting far now in the future.
They need time to let all this stuff breathe, right?
So true. That is a big complaint people have been having. As with Disney Plus content and everything.
Yeah, there's been maybe a little too much content.
You know what? It's tough because they just there was so much Disney Plus stuff and all the movies got delayed with COVID and everything. So it all got really jumbled and mixed up, and I don't think they've figured out how best to do this
yet. It's unfortunate because they're gonna dial back on that Disney Plus stuff.
But there's such good Disney Plus stuff. You just gotta time it. You have to plan it all out.
They're just gonna dial back on it. It costs too much money, and Disney Plus is not doing as well as they wanted it to. So we're just gonna have less content in general. Unfortunately.
I still think we'll have a solid amount of content, though. Any news on any Disney Plus stuff?
No, that's it. There's no news. Secret Invasion is the only Disney Plus thing that we have. Echo is apparently being dumped. It's going to be the first, it's going to come out. They're not canceling it. But it's going to be the first Disney Plus show where they binge release it in December. Six episodes or whatever that's coming out.
December might be okay, though.
It's going to come out all at once. So that's really, really bad.
Well, we'll see how it gets. Yeah, I mean, it's not good.
No, that's a super bad sign.
I don't like it.
No.
I'm really worried about Agatha House of Harkness. Oh, wait, no, Coven of Chaos. What is it called now?
Coven of Chaos, I believe. I would like that to be good as well.
I would like it to happen.
I'm more worried about Daredevil because
I'm so worried about Daredevil.
Echo's more tied into that.
Yeah.
I don't know.
We'll see.
We'll see.
We'll see.
Please don't screw everything up.
Yeah, we're invested. Don't screw it up.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of screwing things up, main topic?
Yeah. Good segue.
Woo!
Next up on NDR, New Disney Radio, a deep dive.
Okay,
Krista, I think you need a drink for this one.
I'm ready. I'm ready for this. Okay, here we go. Okay, Brandon, let's go back in time. Take a journey with me back in time.
Okay, we're back in time.
Okay, the year is 2001.
Oh, wow. Man, my knee stopped hurting all of a sudden. Beautiful.
And Disney's California Adventure opened.
It did.
And one of the opening day attractions.
Very exciting that a new brand new park. Everything's wonderful.
Everything's wonderful. Shiny, brand new.
Shiny, brand new.
Probably Hollywoodland.
Probably a lot of work went into this place, lot of thought and care.
We're gonna get into that. Yeah. It opened.
It did.
Yep.
It did indeed.
And you could have the opportunity in Hollywoodland to ride on a limo and see some superstars.
Super duper.
And that's it.
That's it?
That's it.
I thought we were doing a deep dive
here.
No, we
are, but that's what ended up happening was that's it. it. Okay. So, we're going to go back even further. Mid-90s, 95 or 96, it's announced that a new park is going to be opening.
Right.
And they originally had plans for DCA to be a little bit more like Epcot, and actually they were originally going to call it Westcott. Did you know that?
I did not know that. Yeah. That is news to me.
Yes, so they were originally
Westcott,
called Westcott. Well, that was one of the first iterations, right?
Right.
So
I'm kind of glad they didn't go that route.
No, it's
that's
true.
That's not.
Oh, bad. Okay. So originally, I'm sorry. That was originally announced in 1991. 1995 is when they revamped this and was just like, this is just not going to work. The Epcot thing is not going to work. So they decided they were going.
That is true. It would not.
Yeah. So they decided they were going to keep some of the elements of Epcot that they really liked. Things like, you know, the have food from different places and like really highlighting festivals and stuff like that, which they actually still do. That one lasted.
That is, yes. Mm-hmm. I mean, different places, no, but the Food and Wine Festival is a fantastic use of DCA, and it brings real energy to that place. So, bravo for that.
So, yeah, and that was kind of the original idea. They were taking elements that were successful in Epcot, and let's move that over, okay? So they really wanted to highlight California in general, being like, if California was a theme park, what would be elements of that? They wanted to highlight, you know, food, history, culture of the whole state. Yes. So.
There is grapevines in the park.
That's true.
Still to this day.
They really are. Disneyland president Paul Pressler relied on merchandising and retail staff instead of Imagineers to design the park.
Well, there's your problem.
So they really wanted to keep the adult-oriented park like Epcot with dining and shopping as the design focus, kind of forgetting like the whole theme park element. And as soon as I read that, I was like, oh, that makes sense.
Yeah, it makes a lot
that
of
makes
sense.
So
it
much
makes
sense.
A lot of sense.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's just like
keep in mind this was before Chapek and
yeah,
all
you know
that.
Chapek was apparently the worst thing ever. Let's just remember that this happened, yeah. Okay? So, it was a Superstar Limo is part of this, okay? And
it was still Eisner, he was CEO when this all came
we're
down,
getting we're
yeah.
this is
okay,
like
yeah.
in this is in the mid talks. They brought in Eisner during the mid talks.
Oh, really? Yeah. I thought he was like there the whole time because he.
Came I don't think in the
he came pretty early. He
did,
was,
but in 1991
he opened Disneyland or Euro Disney.
Yep, that was part of this too.
Okay,
this was part of Disney in the 90s being like
going
ooh.
Like we can do anything. We're going to build everything.
And then going just kidding. So basically, DCA and Euro Disney both were like oops. Followed by another oops.
Oops, I did it again.
Yeah. So,
Mouseketeer, Britney Spears.
That's true. Mm-hmm. Good job. Nice, nice caveat there.
Mm-hmm.
Add on.
Mm-hmm.
Tangents.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it was highlighting different areas of California. And I actually was there right after it opened in 2001. And it did do this a little bit. Also... I'm going to get into a little bit of the cost-saving things. But they had, you know, a show highlighting different areas of California, and they had...
You could also soar over California.
You could. We've done that a couple times now.
That's like, I've only ridden the soaring over the world once now.
Mm-hmm.
Every other time I've gone to Disneyland, it's been soaring over California. It's just luck of the draw,
yeah.
I guess.
Part of this is the Hollywood Pictures backlot, which still exists, Hollywoodland, Hollywood Pictures backlot, and this was going to be focused on Hollywood, and the original plan for Superstar Limo was a high-speed dark ride focused around avoiding paparazzi, like the press and crazed fans.
Which makes sense, yeah.
So, this is the plan for the original version that was, like, stamped.
Yep.
This version would feature a facade based around the theme building at the Los Angeles International Airport, which Walt Disney Imagineering had recently helped renovate with the Encounter restaurant. From here, Michael Eisner himself would appear on a screen asking you to get to the big premiere at the Chinese Theater to sign a contract for your next movie. He would warn you of paparazzi eager to get a scoop on you, with the ride taking the form of a high-speed chase to get you to the Chinese Theater, which would serve as an unload area and gift shop, of course. However...
Whoops.
Yeah. At the end, Eisner would say, they took too many pictures of you doing this illegal high-speed chase. You, like, lost your contract. But in 1997...
They didn't do that.
No, because in 1997...
Why would happen?
Mm-hmm. Princess Diana died.
Mm-hmm.
In a car crash.
Being chased
yes.
by paparazzi. Yes.
And Disney went, we can't touch that.
No. It was a big... Like, I don't know how we can explain it to, like, Gen Z, who was not around then. Like, that was a big, big deal. Like, huge.
So there are moments in your childhood. I'm going to ask you. What moments, like, big news moments growing up, are you like, I remember when I heard about that? For me, 9/11.
9/11
and actually Princess Diana.
Yeah. Oh yeah. No. My parents came and woke me up to tell me about that.
Oh, I was awake, but I distinctly remember we were like staying in my parents' fifth wheel, listening to the radio, and I remember
it was like during the summer.
Yeah, it was. And I remember like standing up on the couch to turn it up louder. Like distinctly remember standing on the couch and turning the little dial up louder because we were like, oh my goodness,
it was a huge deal.
It really was.
So I mean, yeah, it makes sense. You can't make a ride about that. That would be incredibly poor taste.
We are not doing that. But they had all the plans. The construction was set to begin, like January 1998, and they had a couple months to come up with something different. And they were like, I don't know.
It's too bad that they hadn't started construction already and like could make that high speed dark ride something else.
Yeah, but they were just like, so we're not even coming near it.
Mm-hmm.
Hollywood Pictures backlot at this point. That was going to be the main attraction. And
right.
They're like, we don't know what to do with this. So they talked about different things. One that someone said that they actually did talk about bringing over the Great Movie Ride, which I think is like the perfect idea.
Okay. Tangent again.
Okay.
Great Movie Ride. Mm-hmm. So I think DCA, like the Hollywood backlot area, was supposed to be inspired by the MGM Studios over in Florida a lot. Which was when I went to Disney World in 2000, was my favorite park in Disney World.
Okay.
Because I was a teenager. Yep. It had Rock and Roller Coaster, it had Tower of Terror, and it also had the Great Movie Ride, which was this crazy amalgamation of a dark ride slash movie history slash a little bit of the Jungle Cruise, because you had a live director interacting with the ride. It was this whole thing, and it was fantastic. They should have done that.
I don't know why they did. I think it was a space thing. I think I remember hearing somebody say it was a space thing. And like everything else in California Adventure at the time,
it was money.
It was a cost
thing. It was money. That's the only reason. That you could do the Great Movie Ride in a smaller space. You could just edit it. Like, whatever. It was money.
Yeah, well, look who was helping design it, right? And don't get me wrong, merchandising and all that definitely has its place in the Disney company. They should not be designing theme parks. They should not be relying on for the ideas for theme parks.
No. You get them to monopolize on the Imagineers designing the theme parks, and then you make the money on, like, you can't do one without the other.
Yeah. Cost saving.
Boo.
They decided to put in a slower version of Superstar Limo, putting a greater emphasis on celebrity cameos and Hollywood inside jokes. They pitched this as kind of like, I don't know, we got nothing. And then they went for it because it was kind of like all these little inside Hollywood jokes. Like these
and
cameos.
Guess who was approving it?
Hollywood people.
The people who would get those inside baseball Hollywood jokes,
totally.
Right?
Like, okay. Now, I actually rode Superstar Limo.
You're one of the very lucky few.
Especially considering I don't live anywhere near there. I just happened to ride it because... So it opened in 2001. We happened to be going in 2001 to Disneyland.
You didn't even know.
Didn't even know California Adventure was opening at the time because this was pre-internet, you got to remember.
So here's the thing. When I go to a Disney park and like... there's all these changes to Genie Plus and Fast Pass, et cetera, and like all these little intricacies that I research ad nauseum.
Mm-hmm.
It would blow my mind that someone would go and not know that there's a whole new park.
Mm-hmm.
But that's more closer to the average guest experience.
Especially now is probably not as much,
but back even then, now
a little bit, but back then for sure, because yeah, the internet existed, but not like it does now.
No, the internet was a lot different back then for sure.
No. They didn't even
have podcasts back then.
No, it's true. thank you. You would buy a guidebook basically if you wanted to do that, and you could do that.
Like physical book, like.
Yeah, I actually got some. My brother inherited some from my parents. Inherited, like, they gave them to him.
They didn't die. No. Still alive.
And then he gave them to me, and I'm like, oh, this is cool.
Yeah.
But I think when we bought, like, while we were down there kind of thing, like, as a fun souvenir. But anyway, or if we did know, like, the kids didn't know. I did not know anyway. Maybe I thought it was, like, some new stuff coming into a land or something, but like not a whole new park.
Not a
like
whole new park.
So we went, and I distinctly remember my brother at the time. He would have been youngest brother. Okay, well, I'm not trying 14? To math here. You're younger than that.
12?
Because I...
You would have been 14.
He would have been 8.
In 2001?
I was 16. He's 8 years younger than me.
Oh, you're young. Oh, Trevor. You're,
yeah, so, yeah, you're, I said youngest brother.
Oh, sorry. I was confused. I was doing wrong math.
Okay. So anyway, my youngest brother, who's 8, I remember we were at there, and then like we were like walking around. It was fine. It was like still nice and everything. And then he was like, can we go back to the real Disneyland now? Which was basically, I think, what everyone thought.
Well, that could have been the tagline for DCA. Can we go back to the real Disneyland now, please?
So we happened to ride Superstar Limo. And what ended up happening was it was a slowed down, dark ride, kind of cheaper. You know, those Omni Movers are cheaper. And it was supposed to take you through Hollywood. But here's the thing. Serious cost. And also, they were up against a clock at this time. I get that. But you know what? Disneyland was built up against a clock, too. So anyway.
It was also the 50s. Things were different.
That's true. That is 100% true. But anyway, the animatronics are like, they're...
Well, I mean, so here's the thing. Yeah, the animatronics were bad. But if you put like a yellow hazmat suit on top of them, they're not that bad anymore.
Yeah, but they didn't have that then. They have that now.
So you were one of the few people to ride Superstar Limo, but we've all technically rode Superstar Limo. Mm-hmm. If you've been to DCA, Monsters Inc. is the same ride. It's the ride.
Exact same ride system. Okay, but I'm gonna take you through Superstar Limo.
Okay.
Here's your walkthrough. First, you begin by arriving at the baggage claim at the Los Angeles International Airport. A pre-show with a puppet version of Joan Rivers is on a news broadcast claiming that a new sensation in Hollywood was going to be a big star. Shortly after, you boarded your limo as the ride began. Your built-in picture phone,
which is
the video screen.
The video screen that you see on Monsters, Inc.
Then rang and you were greeted by your agent, Swifty LaRue, who was depicted by a hand puppet with live hands. He ordered you to come to Man's Chinese Theater for your movie premiere. The rest of the ride is a scenic tour of Los Angeles, narrated by your driver while spotting different celebrities on Rodeo Drive, Sunset Strips, Bel Air, and Malibu. Here are the celebrities you
yes,
will see.
Give me the celebrities. Give them to me.
Regis Philbin.
Oh, he's dead.
Melanie Griffith.
I think she might be also dead. I don't know.
Antonio Banderas.
He's alive. Zorro.
Cindy Crawford.
Oh, she's still alive. Probably drinking a Pepsi right now. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Tim Allen.
He's still alive and not in prison.
Yeah.
For right now.
Jackie Chan.
Oh, still alive.
Drew Carey.
Did he do his own stunts for this movie?
Probably.
Yes, I remember Drew Carey. Yes, he's hosting The Price is Right as we speak.
And Drew Carey also did one of the promos for it. Cher.
She believes in love.
She does.
And
at the
love,
end,
I suppose,
Whoopi
yeah.
Goldberg is at the Man's Chinese Theater waiting for your big movie premiere.
Go Whoopi.
So, but...
I thought Ellen was part of this.
No, Ellen
she
did
was
something
big,
else.
She was big in Florida.
Yeah.
She did.
No, Whoopi was huge at DCA.
That's right, she was.
Because she did... There was another one where it was like the California Dreams... basically, and it was all about California and how dreaming like helped develop the land, and she was the voice of it and the narrator for it. She is actually very involved with the Disney company. Even the on Disney Plus, I don't know if it's still on because they took so much stuff off, but it was like getting ready for the holidays, and it was talking about how a little info thing about how the parks do the holiday turnover so quickly.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
She hosted that, like she does all that kind of stuff.
She was deep into the Disney.
Yeah. So celebrity choices used were limited to those already contracted to Disney or very cheap to get the rights for. When the attraction opened...
Hence Drew Carey.
Hence, yeah. It was very poorly received.
He would make that joke as well.
It's true. It was closed less than a year after it
was
opened.
It was open for less than a year.
Yeah.
Yes. Because it was bad.
Because it was bad. Yeah, that's it. But... Now, what's interesting, you already mentioned, it's now Monsters, Inc.
It is, yeah.
But did you know that it sat there for 4 years before it became Monsters, Inc.? while they tried to decide what to do with it. Because they actually figured that it was better to have it sitting there empty than having guests be upset going on it.
That's how bad it was.
That's how bad it was. Here we go. Before being replaced by Monsters, Inc., Mike and Sully to the rescue, at least two overlay concepts were proposed. And, like, not, like, proposed with, you know, some... More just than a quick kind of conversation.
Wasn't an elevator pitch. There was some thought put behind it. Okay, yep.
My personal favorite. No, hold on. I actually like both of these. The first was Goofy's Superstar Limo, which would replace the celebrity cameos with Mickey and Friends and feature over 100 Disney characters.
That could have worked.
Yeah. To achieve this goal on a low budget, figures from various Disney store locations would be utilized to fill out the cast.
Low budget. Here's my favorite. Okay.
The second proposal was...
Buckle up.
Miss Piggy's Superstar Limo.
Okay.
Focusing on the Muppets.
Yeah.
This version was proposed to have a unique take on installation. The ride would reopen as it was, but scattered throughout the attraction would be Muppet construction workers working on new scenes and lambasting Superstar Limo. Over the course of several weeks, Muppet characters would replace celebrity figures until the attraction was finally completed.
I love this so much. It probably wouldn't have worked, but it's brilliant.
And it literally would be making fun of itself.
So meta.
I love it.
Which is Muppets.
Perfect for the Muppets.
Muppets to the T. Like, that's why the Muppets period show works so well for me, and like,
and even when we're watching it,
mostly no one else. Yeah. I'm like, who's this made for? No
That's
one.
That's what we kept saying. Yeah. Watching, we're like, this is us. It's just made for us, and apparently no one else in the world. Okay, cool.
Yeah. So when you're talking about budgetary constraints, you can't make rides just for me personally.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
Yeah.
I'm not.
We would have loved the Muppets.
I'm not a billionaire, so I can't fund it. I'm sorry.
We would have loved the Muppets. Okay, so in 2006, Mike and Sully to the Rescue did open. I actually like Monsters, Inc. I think this is much better. It works better as a dark ride. It's weird in there, though. Like, there's not really a place for it. But my favorite...
It doesn't fit with the land. The ride is fine. The lineup's usually too long because it's off by itself.
Mm-hmm.
And there's... a Genie Plus and or Fast Pass, depending on what year you're there.
Mm-hmm.
I
think the facade with the doors was like a good, the style of that was a good cover-up, but basically they just put a coat of paint on everything.
Literally on everything.
Including the Hollywood Hills, which was the entrance facade originally for Superstar Limo. So it kind of feels weird and out of place. I like it. I do agree. The lineup gets kind of insane.
It's not something you want to wait for a long.
If it was
more like Little Mermaid in DCA, another dark ride mm-hmm. in DCA where it's like basically always walk on, then it would be fine.
Mm-hmm.
It used to be like that, but then they decided to put a fast pass in there and it kind of backs everything up and it's off by itself and I don't know. It's weird. I think that whole corner of the park needs.
Yeah,
needs
and I actually really something. Like Hollywood. Like, I like the idea of having a Hollywood Pictures backlot over there. I actually really do. But you like it needs some reconfiguring. Rogers the Musical is so freaking awesome. I just wanted to stay there because I think that would help a lot.
It's a perfect transition between Avengers Campus
exactly.
and Hollywood back. Like perfect, but they need a big tenant attraction. In that
Muppets.
Corner, and they don't. They have a bunch of empty warehouses and Monsters, Inc.
Yeah, it's weird. That back corner needs some help.
They're
and
so,
I'm not even saying get rid of Monsters, Inc. It's just, you need to do something back there.
There's so little space in Disneyland, and that is acres and acres of wasted space.
Yeah.
And it's
they literally
it's
worry
horrible.
About every other inch, and then
it's
I don't,
horrible.
I don't know. Maybe that I actually think that is a strong area for the whatever Avatar thing they're planning.
Yes, but then that's a bigger deal than
yeah, that's true.
Like they would have to bulldoze a bunch of stuff.
I have no idea what they're gonna do, but they need to do something back there. But also that I honestly don't think that needs to be a priority either.
No,
they need to do it, but Tomorrowland.
Yes, Tomorrowland is more important, but
Tomorrowland.
There is so much wasted real estate there.
So as you mentioned before, going back to this, most of the celebrities were redressed as CDA agents.
Disney is big on repurposing animatronics where they can.
The track is the same. The ride vehicles are the same. They got a paint job. It's literally just a redress. So if you, and it's kind of fun actually to look at pictures of the Superstar Limo celebrities and find them.
They're in the same spot. They're doing the same motions. They're just, they got hazmat suits on with a little vacuum cleaner.
Exactly. So they like look better because they're not like creepy.
Yeah, they're not creepy, creepy celebrity.
Exactly.
Weird things. Yeah.
My favorite is Regis Philbin who was redressed as Randall Boggs.
That's a good one.
Right?
That's a good one.
And my favorite part of Monsters, Inc. is of course Roz at the end, who's always watching.
Yes. One of the few interactive animatronics that you'll find in the Disney parks. Mm-hmm. The other one, of course, being Mr. Potato Head at the Midway Mania.
Exactly.
But yeah, if you ride Monsters, Inc., she'll talk to you.
Yeah. She's great.
Someone is controlling her, obviously, because...
But putting the right buttons.
Pushing a button with pre-programmed lines that make sense for your vehicle and will respond to you if you talk to her, too.
So Superstar Limo is widely regarded as, like, the worst Disney attraction that they've ever done. Certainly in the Disney parks.
In California, for sure.
Yeah.
Like, not even...
I meant Disney... American Disney parks.
Yeah, but California specifically, there might be some bad stuff in Florida. I don't know.
But it's
the Dinoland USA in Florida is widely regarded as pretty bad as
but this is like just considered to be like the worst attraction. Although, I mean, that's also recent history. I mean, like, we can go into some pretty wonky things in the past.
They did some weird stuff back in the day.
Yeah, which I actually like when you try something and it didn't work. But the problem is, with Superstar Limo, is they weren't trying something.
No, they weren't trying something. They were trying to
save money.
Save a buck, and it was a grifter move what it was. Yeah.
It was. And I guess this is a good example. If you're going to do something right. And that's why... Until they have a good idea with what to do with that back corner, I'd rather they leave it than, like, slap another coat of paint on something, basically.
Oh, yeah. No, I want them to go big or go home.
Mm-hmm. And there's room to do it. And
who would ever go big if the option on the table was to go home? I don't know.
Yeah. So, are you sad you never got the opportunity to ride Superstar Limo?
I'm a little sad. I wanted to see Creepy Drew Carey, to be honest with you.
We can watch a ride-through.
Yeah.
But I have distinct memories of riding it, and which is kind of cool now to, like, go back and be like, oh, yeah, I did ride that. That was really cool.
That is cool.
Yeah. I probably even rode it a couple times.
I'm more happy that I got to ride the Great Movie Ride, so.
And I'm sad because I never had the opportunity
to
ride that.
No, and that was actually really good. So, yeah. Pin in my hat, or...
In your cap.
Feather in my cap. Pin on my
But it's a Disney,
bib.
So it's a pin.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're going to do something new here. Instead of trivia, not discounting trivia, not discounting BuzzFeed quizzes, but we're going to do something new.
Uh-oh.
Okay? It involves you. You have to think. On your feet.
Well, I'm sitting down, so that's going to be tough.
No, no. But before we close out here, you know how we at the top of the show, we always say what we're drinking?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to name a character. One character. And you are going to concoct a drink that would be representative of that character.
Okay.
So if I were to say, this is not the character, but if I were to say, okay, what drink would be the Cinderella? You would tell me blah, 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 blah. Or the Mickey Mouse, you tell me blah, blah, blah. Are you ready?
Yes. I'm going to be your mixologist this evening.
All
right. Okay. Cool. Here we go.
Okay. So in honor of one of the proposed overlays of Superstar Limo.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We're going to go with the Muppets character, okay? We're actually going to go with the Fozzie Bear.
The Fozzie Bear?
I was going to go Miss Piggy, thought it was too easy.
Okay, the Fozzie Bear. Okay, you need something a little silly. You need a little bit of some butterscotch ripple.
Yum.
And it's going to be layered with Coke.
Okay.
And it's going to be a shot.
Oh!
And it's called the Waka Waka.
I love it. The Waka Waka.
Yeah.
I like it. That's what he does.
Yeah.
All right. The Fozzie Bear is the Waka Waka.
Uh-huh.
I like it.
I don't even know if you can layer a butterscotch ripple with Coke, but I would try.
Do we have Coke and butter ripple in the house?
I don't think so.
might be for the best.
Yeah, it's probably. You probably get it. I don't know. It's like
if
some bubbles.
If you do this and you try it, let us know.
Yeah, I wouldn't super recommend it, but
it's
kind of
silly. It might be good.
It's kind of silly. It's just weird combination.
Yeah, which is like Fozzie Bear.
Yes.
I like it. Oh, the Waka Waka. Okay, I actually really like that. You had no idea in advance what I was going
to
say.
No clue. That is literally off the top of my head.
All right, I enjoyed it.
So, I'm sorry or you're welcome.
Let us know. So, that is our show this week. I hope you've enjoyed this deep dive into Superstar Limo.
On NDR.
And also, thank you, El Mule, who we hung out with, by the way, at my sister's wedding.
He was the band.
He was the band and a groomsman.
Yeah.
Sang lots of good songs.
He was a double threat.
We were a dancing to El Mule.
And he did some shot skis as well.
To do that. No Waka Wakas, though.
No Waka Wakas, no.
He's responsible also for the custom theme song you heard at the top of the show. You can find a link to his work at our website, which is disneya.wixsite.com/podcast. And that's also where you can find a link to our social media accounts, Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Probably most active on Instagram, so if you want to find us, that's probably the easiest way to do it.
Yeah.
Because that's the one I run.
I would say so. Twitter's dying a slow and painful death.
But it's still alive.
And Facebook's for old people to look at pictures. So.
We are old.
Yes, that's why I still use Facebook.
I get Instagram to post directly to Facebook. So. You can also find Disney A episodes on all of your favorite podcast streaming platforms, as well as our YouTube channel, Adventures A. I swear, I promise, it is almost summer. I will update our YouTube channel with more than just podcast episodes.
Some videos.
With some actual videos. I have so many videos, like quarters done.
Might take some videos down in Mexico.
Ooh, we are going to Mexico in a few weeks.
We are.
Excited.
Do you like show off our resort a little bit?
That'd be fun. Travel, maybe
the one that you don't know about?
Yeah, that's why I'm like, that'd be fun. I don't know. Yes, okay, so tangent. We're going to Mexico, and I don't know where. I know it's Mexico. And we're flying to Cancun. Brandon's picked the resort, and I don't know anything about it. I'm excited.
It's going to be fun.
It's going to be a surprise. It's our anniversary.
It is.
Yeah.
10 long years.
Sound less depressed.
I mean, 10 years! Woohoo!
Anyway. So yeah, that'd be fun. I promise this summer I'm going to like get so many ready to go, and we're just going to like...
You will have more time in the summer. Except for not July, because we're busy.
We're in Mexico.
Yeah.
But I don't know where. But if you have rated or reviewed our podcast, thank you. And if you haven't yet, please do. It helps others find us, and especially on Apple Podcasts, but just really, you know, takes a second. Helps us out a lot. You're awesome if you do it. And you want to be awesome, so you should do it. Next episode. What are we talking about?
I don't know.
Me neither. We're going to figure it out. Until then, I'm Krista.
I'm also Brandon.
And until the next adventure, TTFN, ta-ta for now. Thanks for listening to Disney A. That's what he does.
Yeah.